Support for NPR comes from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, working to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. The number of poor working families in Indiana is increasing. This is according to a new report. This month's Working Poor Families Project report finds that 28% of Indiana's working families are considered low income. This is according to a 2006 survey. The report also found a quarter of the state's jobs are in occupations that generate an income below the federal poverty level for a family of four, which is $41,000. The survey also suggests the number of working families considered low income will likely spike during the current economic downturn. The Indiana Department of Correction has ordered most paroled sex offenders to attend Halloween evening meetings to keep them away from trick-or-treating children. Deputy Prison Commissioner Randy Custer says such meetings began in Indianapolis in 2004 and have worked so well that the Operation Safe Halloween program is expanding this year to the entire state parole system. Parolees who don't attend could have their parole revoked. And a leading author in the history of Springfield's 1908 race riot theorizes that social solidarity can be a precursor of violence. Jenna Dooley has more.
Two wealthy African Americans were lynched by a mob and four whites were killed during the three-day outburst. Roberto Seneschal de la Roche is a professor at Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Virginia, but she spent some time in the heart of Illinois researching the motives and makeup of the white rioters. Seneschal de la Roche returned to the city of the riot this week to try to explain what ignited a group of middle-class whites to such violence.
And I know beyond Springfield, across time and across history, that if you are an outsider and you offend a member of a tightly knit solidarity group, that in and of itself is a strong predictor of collective violence like rioting.
The riot of 1908 eventually led to the formation of the NAACP. Seneschal de la Roche spoke at the University of Illinois at Springfield to mark the 100th anniversary of the riot. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The next report of AM 580 News will be at 9:04 Central Time.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Allison Stewart. Leanne Hansen is away. The only thing we know for sure is that the next president will be a U.S. senator, the first since John F. Kennedy in 1960. Senator Barack Obama campaigned in Reno, Nevada yesterday.
We've tried it George Bush's way. We've given more and more to those with the most and hoped that prosperity trickled down on everybody else. And guess what? It didn't work.
While Senator John McCain spoke at the state fairgrounds in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
America didn't become the greatest nation on earth by giving our money to the government to spread the wealth around in this country. We believe in spreading opportunity for those who need jobs and those who create them, and that's exactly what I'll do.
No matter who wins, Obama or McCain, somebody will have to fill his Senate seat, and maybe Joe Biden's, and Alaska could get a new governor. And as fate would have it, we have NPR political editor Ken Rudin here to explain what happens next. Ken, can we start with the Democrats because it's a twofer?
Well, let's start with Illinois. The governor there is Rod Blagojevich. He's a Democrat, and he could name whomever he wants if Barack Obama is elected president. But he's a very unpopular Democrat. There's federal investigation into his administration. There's talking about corruption charges. They're talking about the possibility of impeachment. So Blagojevich goes into this process very, very unpopular. But he also has another thing that's going on here that Barack Obama is the only African-American in the Senate, and he's leaving, and so you've got to appoint his successor. Do you name a black, which would, of course, excite the African-American base, or do you go somewhere else, which might infuriate the African-American base? So he does have some things to decide.
Now to his running mate, Joe Biden, who also happens to be running for Senate, the seat that he's held for over 30 years. What's the plan if the Democratic ticket wins?
Well, Joe Biden's son is Beau Biden, the state attorney general. He was always expected to be the successor to Joe Biden whenever he left the Senate. But he's in Iraq. He's a member of the Delaware National Guard. He's not going to be back until next October. So the likelihood is they may name a caretaker to fill Joe Biden's seat. There's a Democratic governor there, Ruth Ann Minner. They'll probably name a Democrat there. The question is whether this Democrat will be willing to give up the seat in 2010 when...